Electricity.
He was a hillbilly. And he was just like his mother. My grandma Grice was a hillbilly.
Angela.
To end all hillbillies.
Angela.
Yeah.
She's got a high place in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you, anytime you want something, ask her intercession.
Okay.
She was a saint.
Hey, tell about when they got married, they went to the store and
what they bought. I don't know how they met, because my mom was raised over here in East Christian County. My dad was raised up by Conway, but I guess he was down there working. But he had a team. If you worked, back in those days, if you worked, you could get $1 a day, and if you had a team, you got $2.50 a day. So the team was worth $1.50, and you was worth $1. So he had a team of horses, and he had a wagon. So they got married. They got married and they got on this. They got on this wagon and went to this little old country store, and they bought a bed and a dresser, and a cook stove and a heating stove, and a table and some chairs. It was $23. And he loaded everything on that wagon and rented a farm and moved.
That was on their wedding day.
Yeah. Actually.
It's a process.
But she was 16.
She was 16, yeah. Had Lester when she was 17.
Hmm.
But at one time, I don't know where this was, but my dad had gone to church somewhere with a bunch of guys, and they was walking back from the church, and there was a bunch of girls there too. And my dad, there was a snowball bush there. And my dad picked one of them snowballs off and he threw it out in the road and says, whichever girl picks it up is going to be my girl. Well, my mom picked it up. And everywhere we moved, he always planted a snowball bush. We always had a snowball bush in the yard.
That's great. That's great stuff.
But she wasn't that old then. I think she was only about 13 maybe then, but when she was 16, they got married.
How old was she? Are they the same age?
No, he was 6 years older than she was.
Six? Dang.
He was 6 years older?
Yeah. He was born in 1882, and she was born in 1888.
He was 22 when he threw that snowball at her.
Well, no, that was before she was 16.
That's when they got married.
That was when they got married.
Mm. So she didn't want to...
My mom was born...
She didn't want the restaurant, and then she didn't want to sell the restaurant.
No, well, she didn't know anything about it, but, you know, when she got it, she always had them,
she had
them dollars. She made $1 a day.
She cried because she knew she had no choice.
Yeah. Well, she didn't want to sell it.
I mean, $20 today is still a lot, and for a guy to come in...
With a $20 bill, yeah, that was very unusual.
If he's charging for 50 cents for the whole meal.
I think that's the first $20 bill I've ever seen. I never had seen one before.
Were you guys able to get all kinds of... Did you get, like, a refrigerator? Or did you get, like...
Oh, yeah.
When you...
Well, they had electricity in Sparta.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he got that with the... When he bought the restaurant.
And Paul waited tables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a stove and a refrigerator and all that stuff. Everything you needed to.
So when you were... So you were born in the farm that you guys owned.
Yeah.
And how long were you there until... It crashed, and then you had to sell.
Well, it crashed.
He was three.
Well, it crashed. Actually, the crash was in 29. I was born 30, but things didn't hit down here until about 32.
Oh.
See, where the value of land went to zero, and you couldn't sell anything. You couldn't sell your eggs or your milk. My dad used to say the milk got so cheap that the calves wouldn't drink it.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, it's great to have that option to be able to do a sharecropping thing.
Yeah.
Where you could, I mean, otherwise, people
would be... Oh, yeah,
you
were lucky. Yeah,
people
lucky.
People would be out on the street otherwise.
Benjamin?
Well, he had cows and pigs and chickens already, see.
You were so sweet to be around.
So he got that farm, and it had everything he needed.
I love being around you. You're very, very sweet.
No comments.
You may embarrass him now.
No, he's not embarrassed at all. There's Uncle Rick.
How do you know? Is that, do you recognize your knock?
Hey, how you doing?
Surely recognize your knock.
Are you here for dinner?
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, I brought you some beer for your bar, Paul.
Well, good.
You got out?
Oh, man.
I am out. I think. Well, I know. I think Gary. Did Gary give you two bottles of beer, Mom?
I think we got some beers. Oh, so sad.